Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We have a new friend joining us this half hour. Ladies and gentlemen, George Magnus is here. He's joining us from England. I think he's in London. I'm not sure. We'll find that out in a second. He's the author of a new book called Red Flags, Why Xi's China is in Jeopardy. And it sounds like some of the things I've been telling you, doesn't it? And we've asked him to join us to give us his report on what's going on in China, because I believe as the relationship goes with U.S. and China, Mr. Trump and Mr. Xi, I believe that so goes to a large degree. It'll have a significant impact on our Main Street economy, where you and I are planted in the ground, small business owners. George Magnus, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. He's an associate at the China Center at Oxford University, a research associate for School of Oriental and African Studies, and a former chief economist at UBS. That's a little bit of his credentials. So he's got them. He knows what he's talking about. George, a lot of people wring their hands up about China, and I think that there are some elements to their concerns when they look at China in the traditional way, the old way, maybe a little bit of the Cold War thinking, and a little bit of the worrying about how big their economy is going to be and all that kind of stuff. But when I look back, when I pull back a little bit and think about what I've learned in the last 15 or so years about China, I think China is a bigger enemy to itself than it is to us. What do you think?
Well, I think that's an interesting perspective, Jim. I mean, it's sort of a theme in a way that runs through my book, because what I've kind of drawn attention to really is a number of quite serious economic challenges which China faces, which not necessarily unique to China. I mean, lots of other countries have similar problems, but what's happened in China during the last 5 years is a huge change in its governance system. So economically, China kind of looks kind of robust in a way. I mean, I don't think the economy is nearly as strong as the official data narrative suggests.
They lie, don't they? Don't they, George? They lie.
Well, they certainly do have kind of headline numbers that we kind of all look at as economists, which actually don't tell us the same story as the story you get when you look at the wealth of micro and like small business data, which they do publish a lot of. So there is a disconnect between what's going on at the coalface, so to speak, and what the government says is going on. No problem, no question about that. But the big issue really is that under Xi Jinping, politics has taken a big leap backwards in time to a kind of a governance system of authoritarianism and control, which is not necessarily good for dealing with the kinds of issues that China has to face. So in that sense, I think your point is well taken.
Well, I'm really like the way you just put that about their centralized governance. China is by definition decentralized, right? I mean it's almost, you could almost say it's balkanized, can't you? From the standpoint of the size of it, the regions, the different kinds of sectors, and the languages they use. I mean, they've got problems, and they got problems that are associated with each one of those. And when you're trying to do central planning around something like that, it's just not going to work long term, is it?
It's very difficult, and it's also a very interesting point, because it's been an issue in China for thousands of years. So there's an old Chinese expression, which is that the mountains are high and the emperor is far away. And what that really tells us is a little insight into the issues that China has had for a long time and still does under their own Communist Party about trying to reconcile and make work, you know, a system where you have to have decentralized government because the country is so big and diverse. But actually, how do you make that all hang together if you don't have some kind of direction at the center?
And especially, and so George, I've got to wrap up here and go to a break in a second, George. But especially when part of your focus is not on just getting better and bigger, but what do we got to do to beat America? I mean, the United States, our economy isn't trying to beat anybody. And that makes it a purer system, I think, than China's. We'll come back. I'm going to get George to talk to us about trade.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.